We're talking to Joe Rogan, and Joe, for a long time, Joe had the stuff up there, and last time he was on, we talked about the feud with Carlos Mencia, and Carlos was on the show and would like to clear the air and like for you guys to not have any kind of a feud together.
Of course he would. You know why he would? Because he's a thief and a scumbag.
Now, wait.
Awesome. Oh.
Carlos, let me mend it for you guys.
I would do it.
Let me mend it, Carlos.
Dude, if you could, I swear to God.
Hey, man, I'm being completely honest with you, Carlos. I'm being totally sincere. I would like to get both of you guys on and clear it up and have it be over with.
I would love that.
We'll do it.
Why does he want to be friends with me? He wants to be friends with me because I'm absolutely telling the truth and I'm crushing him everywhere, all over the country. And you know why? Because he opened his stupid, fat, phony Mexican mouth and he talked about me.
No.
He talked about me on a radio station in Tucson, Arizona, and the DJ sent me an MP3 of the clip. I go, oh, really, stupid? Well, you know, talk about a guy living in the biggest glass house ever created. And he wants to throw rocks at me.
Not too long after all this crazy stuff started, I was actually at the Comedy Store. I went up, I said hi to him. He said, what's going on? I said, have you seen the show? He said, no. I said, listen, if there's anything you ever want to do on the show, you got any ideas, you want to come on the show, let me know, man. I'd love to have you on the show. That was the last actual conversation I had with him. And then I was in Tucson, and this DJ was like, oh, Joe Rogan. And it just got to the point where it pissed me off because I was like, you know, you don't have to help my career, dude. Really? I really don't care. Why do you got to go around just being all negative, dude? I'm tired of it. So then I started talking about, like, you know, what it was that I thought, man. Because like I said, I wish I knew. I wish I could do something or say something, because it's like, if you guys had gone to my website and read what it says, it says everything about me that this guy says that I'm trying to hide. And it's like, dude, just stop. Look, it's right there.
That guy's not Mexican. He's got a fake name. His real name is Ned Holness. He's half German and half Honduran.
God, I've said it on, I don't know how many specials. My birth name is Ned, you know? I don't know what to say, man.
So it's not anything that it's like you're trying to hide or anything.
No. And the funny thing is that he's like a lot of people assuming that I don't say that I'm Mexican. I mean, I talk about hanging out in Mexican hood. I talk about, you know, Mexicanisms because my mom's Mexican. I grew up in East L.A. since I was 7 months old. You know, I talk about all that stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. And then when the guy says that I'm a hack, that I steal stuff, and you go, well, what did he steal? He's never once said any joke that I stole.
No.
And I first started seeing him. I was like, whoa. I go, that guy's doing Dave Chappelle's bit. He's doing Paul Mooney's bit. He's doing old Richard Pryor bits. You watch his old HBO special, he's doing bits straight off of a Bill Hicks CD. Verbatim. He does two bits from a Bill Hicks CD. He's constantly stealing material. He always has. He's a messed up guy who has a gigantic hole in his soul that needs to fill up with other people's attention and validation. And the way he does that is by being this minor bird and taking other people's material and pawning it off as his own.
We were friends.
Oh, so you know him personally?
No. We were friends. We would go work out together.
No way.
Yeah.
You know what? We used to be friends 11 years ago when I first moved to L.A. You know why? Because I didn't know he was a thief.
Joe, I have a question. Like, you're a trained fighter, you know, and you're really good fighting. And you say it's not hate, it's reality, but you sound really fired up about it. Could this ever potentially come to blows?
Well, okay, why would I hit him?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
He would have to take a swing at me first, and that would be a horrible mistake.
Oh, but if he swung at you first, it would go down, you're saying?
Oh, for sure. I would choke him unconscious.
Oh, okay.
He talks a lot of smack about me. One day somebody asked me, why do you think, you know, he's like this? And I said, I don't know, maybe it's jealousy. And then after that, jealousy, what are you talking about? But listen, go to my website, carlosmencia.com, and read my bio. And if you hear what the guy has to say and you read the bio, you'll go, I don't understand what this guy's talking about.
We're going to wrap up here in a second, but I can't let you go before we talk about the Mencia stuff.
Oh.
It has been.
You
listen,
know what? What is the point? I don't even want to talk about that guy anymore. I mean, look, this is this. I mean, I've been talking about this on a million different radio
stations. Let's make you guys up. Let's get you guys fixed up. Let's make it. Let's put an end.
That's hilarious.
He wants to. He wants to be friends.
Do you know why he wants to? Because he takes a beating over and over again every time I talk about it because it's reality.
If he called you on your cell phone or he wrote you an email
and he said,
listen, he goes, between you and me, you're right about the stuff you say. I have taken a couple of liberties with a couple people's jokes.
It doesn't matter. He's going to keep doing it. He's not a funny guy. Dave Chappelle used to do this great bit about guys delivering pizza in bad neighborhoods. They have to like kick down the door with a gun, holding the pizza, everybody on the floor,
right,
money in front of you. It's a really funny bit. I saw him do it verbatim. I'm like, wow, this guy's a thief. So I brought it up to him, and he says exactly what all thieves said. I was doing that long before him, bro. I've been doing that a long time. You know, a lot of people heard about that, and it's a parallel thinking situation. No, it's not. No, it's not. Over and over again, he did You Might Be a Redneck. I saw him do You Might Be a Redneck. I saw him on stage say, if your family tree doesn't fork, maybe you're a redneck. I mean, he's just a tremendous minor bird.
I'm getting the impression we're not going to make you guys friends
today.
What's
the point? I don't need to be friends with everybody. You don't need to fix that. There's a lot of cool comedians out there. There's a lot of great comedy going on right now, and we should celebrate that.